Armadoxy for today, elections. Not only do elections take place every day, but several elections take place within a day of our life. Presidents, congresspersons, and mayors get the title of elected official. But our election process, that is, the choices we make, extends far beyond the political spectrum. We choose friends to hang with, schools to attend, neighborhoods to live in, theaters where to be entertained, physicians to tend to our sick, and meals to fill our tummies. The election process, whether for elected officials or for the book that will be by our side for the next week or two, that process is an expression of our freedom. To be free means having the ability to choose and to choose otherwise. Armenians have suffered the loss of freedom to different would-be conquerors. Even in the harshest of conditions, they did not give up the right to choose and choose the path of God. From the time of Vartan in the 5th century, to the atrocities witnessed under the Ottoman rule, to the atheism of the 20th century Soviet system, the choice for God through the power of Christ was the motto of the Armenian Orthodox Church. Armadoxy develops in this world of contradictions. Amidst the most oppressive conditions, the election of Christ-centeredness is the power to which Armadoxy attests. It is a simple election for life, for the goal of peace on earth and goodwill toward one another. From the Book of Hours, the Zhamakirk of the Armenian Church, we pray. We bless you, Almighty Lord, for always accompanying those who call to you with faithful and righteous hearts. We beseech you, O Lord, to lead and guide your servants on this journey so that we may be reunited with our loved ones in peace. For to you belong the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.